It's 2023. If you're not an entrepreneur, you ain't shit. Is that
great start? Everyone's bailing.
Everybody's like, I'm out. But man, that is like the theme, right? Like, I'm an entrepreneur. Are you really? And it does seem to be a trendy thing. Hell, I've been labeled as an entrepreneur. I think it was in my bio. It might still be in my bio right now.
I still put that as one of your titles on your name.
Does it really?
Yeah.
So it was probably on this video right here.
Yeah, exactly. It already popped
Raider,
up.
Entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Oh God. I don't know if I'm quite the entrepreneur anymore, technically, but nonetheless, I want to talk more about today about why maybe you should not be an entrepreneur, or maybe being an entrepreneur is not for you. And, because it comes with a set of challenges that not everybody's real with. And then, you know, the social media where people are like renting jets and renting Lamborghinis and rent, like, look how fucking bad. Like, dude, you're broke. Let's be real. And I know some of these people. I've seen some of these fake people online, and I've ran into them, and I've crossed circles with them, and it's just a bunch of fraud. So I'm not going to give you the fraud. I'm going to give you the reality of, like, if you want to be an entrepreneur, if you want to start a business and you want to actually scale that business to something of worth, something of value that you can provide for your family, that you can maybe exit, which means what I mean by sell that business, you can exit that business at a decent multiple, then maybe it's for you. But let's just talk about that, right? Let's talk about what that means. So the entrepreneurial dream, everybody's heard, like, you know, come to America, start your business, you know, or go online and, you know, start your business and do something and be your own boss, right? Quit your 9-to-5 and be your own boss. That's what they say. Who the hell wants to work 9-to-5? Mario's going to, after listening to this, Mario's going to quit. We're not quite 9-to-5 though, are we?
No. No.
I'm like 3:00 in the morning. Mario, where the fuck are you at? Yeah. Why are you not recording?
Send me that meme.
Yeah. What are you thinking about?
Yeah.
Meme? Yeah. Not for this video. Very private meme. But I will let you go search on the internet and go find it yourself. But you can be your own boss. You can work from anywhere. You can be poolside and work from there, right? And you see all the people on social media doing that. Hell, you even got Tim Ferriss. Not going to totally knock Tim Ferriss, but you got the 4-hour work week, right? You're just doing it wrong. You can wake up, you know, and I see all these people, oh, you don't have to wake up early. You can just wake up whenever you want. It's more about the time and what you do with the time and all this bullshit that people sell you on. And the reality is this, you malakas. The reality is this. Those people can do it now because 20 years ago or 10 years ago, or however long it was when they started, they freaking worked their ass off. They invested. They made money. They took their money. They made their money work for them to where now they do have a 4-hour work week because they have personal assistants. They have people, they've built a team to where you can scale your business and you're focused on your 5%. But when you're just starting, it doesn't work like that. And what happens though, what pisses me off about that is that it paints this picture to where the way you think it should be. And then the person just beginning is stressed out, has anxiety and depressed because they think they're doing it wrong because they're supposed to have all this stuff figured out. And the reality is they don't. And you don't. You freaking don't. You don't have it all figured out. You got to fail a bunch. My first business was a complete and utter fucking failure. And some of you have been following me long enough to know what that business was. You know? And I consider it a failure. A lot of people don't consider it a failure, but I consider it a failure because we had an intended plan, and that plan didn't come to fruition to where I had to pivot and I had to go private. And once I went private, it led to other things, and the Yellow Brick Road led me down a different direction. So that business plan, if you will, never came to full fruition, right? And it just kind of fizzled out, and I abandoned the business. So I consider that a failure. I mean, hell, I flew all over the United States damn near 10 years ago looking for investors, sitting at some tables with some very big, wealthy people, and it never came to fruition. So that's a failure. So that's the one thing, the reality of quitting your 9-to-5, and the reality is this, you quit a 9-to-5, you quit a 40-hour work week so you can work 80 to 120 hours a week for yourself. And that's going to lead me to the second thing, the financial instability. If you want to exit your W-2 job and you're going to go in on a business and you're going to go all in on yourself, then you got to realize there's no check coming to you on the 1st and 15th or every other Friday. Like, your check is what you make. Like, if you need financial stability, then entrepreneurship is not going to be for you, because what happens when your business does grow and all of a sudden you do have a team and you got to make payroll? Where's the money coming from if you don't have it that month? It's coming from you. You're going to get paid last. Because why? Because you pay your employees first. Mario, you ever skipped a paycheck?
Meaning, have you missed a paycheck for me?
Yes.
No, absolutely not.
There have been times, I don't think since he's worked here, but there have been times that I have not gotten paid by all of my businesses at different iterations. Why? Because of cash flow. I need to make sure that these guys get paid. So if financial stability is something that's important to you, and I don't even want to talk about health insurance and retirement plans and whatever other bullshit that you think that you're deserve or owed, that's not a reality until you're making real money. And I mean real money, like you're making seven-figure range money, all right? So you got to understand that you're going to be financially unstable for a while, and you need to be okay with that. The emotional toll. The emotional toll. And I'm not talking about just stress. I'm talking about all of the weight. All of everything is on your shoulders. Money problems, your personnel problems, your customer problems, your fulfillment problems, manufacturing problems, whatever the problem freaking is, it is on your shoulders. Everything is up to you. Make it or break it, it's going to be up to you and your responsibility. Doesn't matter if he drops the ball. Doesn't matter if she drops the ball. Doesn't matter who drops the ball. It's your fucking fault, and you got to own up to it. So you need to understand that there's stress, and then there's stress. And you look at anybody who is running. I mean, I make fun of. I mean, John's gotten older, right? But if you look at pictures with him when he started Johnny Slicks and where he is right now, he looks considerably older. John, I love you. You look healthy. He's ripped. He's jacked. He looks freaking good. Mm-hmm. But he does not look like a 24-year-old young man anymore. He looks like a grown-ass man. And a lot of that is tribute to the grind and the building of what we've built with Johnny Slicks. Like, he has put hours and hours, and he has weathered the load of stress. And it's taken an emotional toll on him. Obviously, right now, we've put in, you know, over the years, we've put in backstops and we've put in stress management techniques and we've gotten coaching and we've invested in ourselves. There's a lot that goes into it. But you need to understand that not everyone is able to handle that stress. And if that's not you, if you're not able to handle that burden, then this is not a job for you. This might be my favorite. Ready for this? The work-life balance. My work and my life. Oh, God. Excuse me. You think you're going to work your 9-to-5 as an entrepreneur and come home to your family, and you're going to balance your life, and that's going to work out. That's great. If you can figure that out, good. But I'll tell you right now, I still don't figure out balance. Because why? There's no balance between two lives. You don't have two lives. You have one life. All of it is one life. Now, you can prioritize. You can have a work-life mix, but there's no such thing as a work-life balance. If you own your business, it will consume your life. It will be your life. That's the way that works. So the reality is this. Should you take your work home with you all the time? No. Because that's how anxiety and depression and burnout happens. So there needs to be a backstop. There needs to be systems in place to where you can you understand the work-life mix and how you prioritize. And if you were a coaching client, every single one comes in here and they put their priorities on the board. And that's what I would tell you. What is your priorities? And then we build a routine. We build a life around you so that you can accomplish your goals, but your priorities stay true to you. Your core values stay true to you. But the reality is, if a client wants to take a phone call, the only time that they have the ability to take a phone call is at 8 o'clock at night, and that's a big client that's going to put food on your table for you and your family. What do you do? No, I'm going to take the phone call tomorrow. Sorry, man, I cannot take it tomorrow. I'm busy. But if you take that phone call, you might just make the 50K, the 20K that bides you over to Christmas, that puts food on your table, that pays for your kids' braces. Of course, you're going to take the phone call. That's the problem. So you need to understand that you're getting into that. Skill set mismatch. The way that I can tell you explain this to you is right butt, right seat. So a lot of people, and I'll use Johnny Slicks as an example. John is an like when he came in, he was the visionary man. He was the creative guy. He was in the kitchen. He was in the lab. He was cooking up the juices. He was figuring out the recipes of how to build a product without using chemicals, without using emulsifiers, without using preservatives that were damaging people. He wanted to create a product that was healthy, that actually improved your health. And he makes a joke saying, because when we met, I said, what's your infrastructure of Johnny Slicks? And he goes, info what? Info who? And he makes a joke saying that he was a not for structure. And he didn't have any structure. He was the visionary. He was the creative guy. But this is the reason why after a year of running Johnny Slicks on his own, he had no ability to scale it. He had no ability to grow it. And that's the reason why our partnership was such a great thing, is because he had a skill set, right, that was his, and I had my skill set, and together made a beautiful partnership. And that's sometimes what happens with people that are entrepreneurs. They're really good at this thing, but they're not really good at the business. They're not really good at marketing. They're not good at HR. They're not good at money management. They're wearing too many hats, and they're not doing their core competency. So it depends on what stage of entrepreneurship you're at. You might have to wear those hats, but you need to let go of the vine and start bringing people in to be really good at those other things so that your business can grow. And that also goes back to the financial instability, because maybe that means you're giving up some of the profits. You're giving up some of the equity to some people early on so that you can grow your business. And if you want to do that, you have to be okay with that. If John would not have partnered with me, who knows what would have happened? Might have fizzled out. Johnny Slicks would never be what it is today, and that would be a very sad thing. He'd never see his dream, but you know how freaking stoked he is because he gave up a little bit of the vine to have a bigger piece of the pie, to have a bigger pie, and to see his product change so many different lives, to inspire so many other people to do the same exact thing. Not even the product alone, but the story of Johnny Slicks has inspired people to do just this alone. So understand that you need to know who you are, okay? And that kind of goes to the self-awareness test, but you need to know what you're good at. What's your zone of genius? And then focus on that and let other people handle that. Maybe you got to outsource it for a while and hire other people to do it until you can build your internal team. But just know that right butt, right seat is important, and that's how you get there. So that self-awareness test is, are you comfortable with financial instability? Are you going to be able to manage extreme amount of stress? Is this truly your dream? And if you have a weakness, are you willing to give up a piece of the pie to hire somebody to deal with the weakness so that you can focus on your zone of genius? I tell you what, from my own personal experience, when I tried to wear so many hats is when I failed. When I got coaching, when I hired a coach, is when things started changing for me. So I had to let go of that vine. I didn't hire one coach. I hired multiple coaches. I outsourced anything that I had to make a decision. Or if I didn't know, I hired somebody. First, obviously, I was watching YouTube videos and getting all the YouTube University and all the free information. Then I'd buy a course, and that course would lead me down a road, and I would implement certain things until eventually I just paid a shit ton of money to hire a coach. Then everything changed, because it forced me to let go of those lines and put people in place and, you know, let my wife, instead of trying to manage my wife in marketing as the marketing director, let her go and let her do her job. Stop trying to video every fucking thing for myself and hire video guys that are way freaking better than me, even though I went to school for it. Put that in there. I went to school for it.
You did.
Mario.
You did.
Yeah. A lot of good it did me.
I just bought a course.
You just bought a course?
Mm-hmm.
Did you really?
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Now you're making decent amount of money, right?
Yeah.
Went good from life.
Yeah. It's full-time. A full-time video guy.
From a cop to a video guy.
Yep. Cop to creative.
Fuck. So I'll tell you this. It can be a very fulfilling, impactful life. But you have to understand that all those things are going to happen to you. And maybe you're not ready to be an entrepreneur. So I'll challenge you this. If you're not ready to be an entrepreneur, be an intrapreneur. An intrapreneur is somebody who works for somebody like myself. They learn the ins and outs. They learn the struggles. They learn from all of my mistakes. They learn from a company's mistakes. They learn their leadership abilities. They learn what not to do. Maybe you go work for a company and it's horrible. That's a good lesson too. Go be an intrapreneur for a while. All right? Learn what they do. And then start your side hustle. Like grow it up. Work it on the side. Work 20 hours a week, 40 hours a week on the side. All right? And then see what happens. And then when that thing comes up and it's like now you're competing with income levels and you're competing with opportunity, you have to let go of the one so you can go in on the other. But there's nothing wrong. It's better if you learn those mistakes from somebody else. Or if you do, hire a coach. And that's what I'll say. If you resonate with me, if you like the way that I talk, you like the way that I do, you see what I've done, you like what I do, click the link below. All right. I got a tier one offer down there. Matter of fact, I got a message from a guy today, one of my tier one clients. And this was just a limiting belief. He had what it is, but all we had to do was tweak a couple things and tweak his offer. And he just made his first 10K off of pack. I mean, he was making decent money, but now he just sold a $10,000 package today. It's his first one. And he's like, there's no way, man. I'm like, yeah, man, people, you're good at what you do. People want it. And we built the infrastructure out. We built the offer. He was $10,000 like that, just based off a conversation. So if that's you guys, if you're operating high six figures, seven figure jobs, and you feel like you're stuck, you're hitting limiting beliefs, you're not growing, your personal life is just freaking like everything that I talked about, just in shambles, you're depressed, you're anxious, you feel the weight of all of this emotional toll on your shoulders, let's just fix that. All right, let's come in this exact room right where you're watching. Come in this exact room. Sit where that camera is sitting right now. Let's spend half a day in here and let's just use this blackboard and just rip your life apart and put it back together the way that you want and then go execute for 12 months. Links below. I absolutely love working with guys. I like seeing people win. It breaks my heart when people get in their own way. That's what truly, and Mario's seen that. Like we see it all the time. We talk about it. It's like, dude, this guy is so freaking awesome and capable, but he's in his own fucking way. And it breaks my heart to see people not live to their full potential. So if that's you, click the link below. Let's have a conversation. Let's jump on the phone and we'll go from there. Other than that, never quit, never surrender, always forward. We'll see you on the next one. Peace.